This is station PCJ of Philips Radio, broadcasting on 31 meters, our weekly Friday program, which only lasts for 60 minutes.
Estación de la Alegría, The Happy Station Show. Well, just after 16 hours UTC, welcome again to another edition of The Happy Station Show. I'm Keith Patton. It's really nice to have you with me today. We have a number of things to get to. Some very special things, I think, I hope anyway, you'll be interested in, about a new service that we're going to have here at PCJ Media. But I don't want to let the cat out of the bag just yet. A little bit too soon, but we'll talk about that a bit later on in the program. Also, I'll be joined by a special guest, who was on the show. She filed a report for us on December 31st for one of the, I can't remember which one, but she did a special piece on Ukrainian New Year's celebrations for one of the two special shows that we did at the end of the year. She's going to be joining us here in a little bit for a very special reason. Check us out online, www.pcjmedia.com. That's www.pcjmedia.com. Let's kick off with the Bee Gees. Yes, we're going to, disco things up a bit. Here's You Should Be Dancing on the International Happy Station.
Thank you.
the Bee Gees, and you should be dancing here on the International Happy Station, beginning today's show. A very exciting way to begin, don't you think? You know, just a while ago, because a lot of people know that, you know, the show now comes from Taipei, Taiwan, and in a few days' time, on the 14th, begins the Chinese New Year. And, you know, people have been asking me, like, what kind of, you know, celebrations take place in Chinese New Year. Well, there's actually so many different kinds. I mean, to get to every single one, I don't think we would even have enough time in one show. But nevertheless, just to tell you what it's going to be like, it's going to be insane, because starting on the 14th, of this month, which actually incidentally also happens to be Valentine's Day, from the 14th for about 7 days, every night, and I'm not kidding, fireworks are going off everywhere in Taiwan. Not just in Taiwan, but also in China, Hong Kong, Singapore, and everywhere else. And it is so, so crazy, and the noise is just incredibly insane. That I don't even know how next week's show is going to sound. You know, I was talking with Kevin earlier and I said, you know, despite the fact that our studio is not exactly completely soundproof, I said, you know, how about we just open a window in the window in the control room, and I'll open the studio door and we'll see what we can, you know, hear. That I thought, no, that's not going to sound really too good. So next week we have a special show planned for you, because I'm planning to take next week off. It's going to be another one of Happy Station's tribute to radio. So next week's edition of Happy Station, which is going to all regions, is Happy Station's tribute to radio. So tune in for the fascinating subjects that we have on that program. Now, as I said, it is, of course, Chinese New Year just around the corner. And in the 2010, after February the 14th, it will be officially the Year of the Tiger. Yes, the Year of the Tiger. Now, I myself am a dog, because I was born in 1970, and the animals correspond to whatever year you're born in. You can, of course, just Google Chinese New Year history in Google, and you'll find out all the information. But just a while ago, I was thinking of something very odd that happened to me a number of years ago when I was living in Beijing. Now, some of you are going to think that this story is made up, but trust me, it is not a made-up story. It really did happen. I think it was a weekend, and I was walking around town, and I saw a couple of tourists. I knew they were tourists right away because of the way they were dressed. They had the cameras, and they had a map with them. And they had the most bewildered look on their face. The kind of look like, you know, I think I'm lost. So I thought, you know, maybe I should go and help them, which is the kind of thing I would normally do even here in Taiwan. You know, if I see somebody who's visiting and it looks like they're having trouble getting around, of course I'm going to say, you know, can I help you? So I went up to them and I said, oh, can I help you? And they said, yes, we're looking for Chinatown. I paused, just like I did just now, and I said to myself, maybe I misunderstood them, because we are in Beijing, however. And I said, excuse me, what is it you're looking for? And they said, yes, we're looking for Chinatown. Well, it was that moment my sarcasm couldn't help but kick in. And I said, well, we are in Beijing, you know. And they said, yes, but we're looking for Chinatown, and we can't find it on the map. We found this area, but we really want to visit Chinatown. And I said, Beijing is one big Chinatown. And they said, so there's no specific area? I said, no. Very odd experience. And I just wonder sometimes, like, what planet were they visiting from, you know? The very odd thing. Very odd thing. Very, very strange. But anyway, this, of course, is going to be our segue into our next piece, which I'm going to dedicate to all those very strange tourists out there who are looking for things that are either obvious to even somebody who is completely insane, or they're standing right in front of it, but their eyes seem to be focused on something else. So let's take a listen to Chinatown, My Chinatown, performed by Dick Shrory and his orchestra. Dick Shrory and his orchestra with Chinatown, My Chinatown from an RCA album called Holiday for Percussion. And if you were listening to this online and on headphones, you were wondering, wait a second, something sounds very strange. I'm getting dizzy listening to it. Well, it was recorded in stereo action. I happen to admit, I love the stereo action recordings. They're so odd and peculiar, but they're really a lot of fun. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to the International Happy Station. Our website is www.pcjmedia.com. And if you recently went to our website, you have noticed two things. First, there is a poll taking place. And the question in the poll is, who is your favorite Happy Station show host? Once again, who is your favorite Happy Station show host? Is it A, Eddie Starts, B, Tom Maher, C, Pete Myers, D, Jonathan Goubert, or E, yours truly? So go ahead and vote, and we'll be announcing that in the at the beginning of March. In March, of course, we'll have another poll running. Now, for those who've been going to our website on a regular basis, if you went maybe in like the past couple of days, you'll notice something very different. There is a window now, yes, a window, for a live on stream thing, yes. Yes, we're going to be starting very, very soon PCJ Radio Online. PCJ Radio Online. Now, if you're saying, is this just going to be Happy Station? No, not at all. Happy Station is just one little minuscule part of it. There's going to be, let me tell you about some of the programs. The Stuff File program with Peter Anthony Holder, who will be on the show very shortly. His show is going to be there. Show called Finally Fridays from Cape Town in South Africa. Bob Zanotti will be presenting some segments every now and again. We are also going to have a very offbeat classical music show called As You Like It, which will be produced and presented by David Monson. And we're also going to carry one current affairs program from Radio Deutsche Welle, as well as one program from Radio Netherlands, as well as a new show. Well, the show's been around for 20 years, but it's now going international. It's called Nash Holas, and it's a Ukrainian music and culture program produced and presented by Paula McQuarrie, who was on the show during our special programs that we did on December 31st, 2009. And this Friday, that's tomorrow, this program will be airing on shortwave to North America at 2 hours UTC. So Friday, February the 12th at 2 hours UTC, you can catch the first international edition of Nash Holas from PCJ Media. Now, what is Nash Holas all about? Well, I decided to invite Paulette McQuarrie on the show, who's been doing it now for a number of years. My first question to her, because you know, the show's been on for 20 years, how did it all begin?
Well, it was kind of a fluke, really. I was just newly arrived to Vancouver from Winnipeg, and there was a group here, a community organization that wanted to start this Ukrainian radio program. And coming just new to Vancouver, I was signing up for everything left, right, and center, of course, to get involved. And I put up my hand, and they said, okay. And they said, great. And then they sat down with me and realized, oh, this girl doesn't really speak Ukrainian that well. So this was a bit of a problem, and they got me two co-hosts who did speak Ukrainian, and that was the first incarnation of Nash Holas. So they did the Ukrainian stuff, I was the English voice, and a little bit of, I threw in some Ukrainian, they threw in some English, but that was kind of how it went. And then about 10 years ago, well, we disbanded in 1996 after a nice six-year run, and came back on CHMB, where I am now in Vancouver. And that was in 2000, and it was supposed to be kind of a temporary thing, but it's sort of, the radio bug bit me again, so I stayed on, and it was at this point where I was by myself, and I didn't speak Ukrainian well, and pretty early in, I thought, there's really no point pretending. So I switched my focus to an audience that really is vastly underserved in Canada, in the U.S., around the world, and that is people of Ukrainian descent who have lost the language, but really kind of kept their little bit of Ukrainian soul, and they want to know about culture and so forth. And then over the years, we found out there are other people besides them that also are interested in Ukrainian cultural things. So here I deliver it to them in a language that everyone can, most people in the world can understand.
You know, you said something actually that's quite interesting, because the Ukrainian communities in North America, and even the same in the United Kingdom or even in Australia, unless you're of a certain generation, you speak Ukrainian. But most of the younger generation don't speak Ukrainian or speak very little Ukrainian. The community has really assimilated very well into the different societies.
Exactly. But language is one thing, and it's very important to the maintenance of a culture, which is why there's this big brouhaha going on in the mother country right now over language. But immigrants speak the language. Maybe their kids do, first generation Canadians, Americans, Australians, whatever, speak Ukrainian well too. But by the time you get to the second generation, that's it. It just disappears, really.
So the show itself, and by the way, as I mentioned earlier, I once said Nash Holas, which apparently means something different, right?
Well, the word hola means naked.
But you're not naked when you do the show, correct?
No.
Okay.
I really think my listeners would prefer not to picture me that way anyways.
But I mean, if for example, I mean, because I know the show, but if somebody came up to you and say, look, Paulette, could you describe to me what I can hear? What would you say?
Ah, well, you can hear Ukrainian music of all genres, and you can hear items of interest to listeners on topics, cultural topics, historical topics. There's cooking, cooking tips, all kinds of just things that pop up. I do a lot of interviews with people that are doing things in the Ukrainian community locally as well as across the country, other parts of the world. So just whatever is going on, I try to get a bit of that to my listeners.
Now, some of my listeners are probably wondering, why is this woman on your show today? Well, it's very simple. Here at PCJ, which produces the Happy Station, we're expanding our program schedule. And Paulette, at the beginning, will do a one-hour edition of Nash Holas. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly this time.
You're getting better. You're getting better every time, Keith.
Oh, right. which will air via WRMI in Miami, as well as the weekly edition of the show will be available on the PCJ website and will be airing on a couple of our partner stations around the world. At the same time, the show will be added to the new PCG, PCJ radio stream, which will be done by Live 365 very, very soon. So it'll be one of the programs that you will be able to hear. Something, Paulette, that's really funny, and I just remembered this just a moment ago, but more than 10 years ago, when I was at CHMB, I remember helping you on a number of occasions to produce your show. This is the days, you know, when tape was still widely used. And I still remember that like it was yesterday, because I remember you would show up, usually you would record on a Thursday or Friday. And
well, your memory's better than mine.
We would talk sometimes for about 1 hour before we actually recorded the show.
Okay.
You don't remember that, do you?
I don't remember that.
So let me ask you, with the show itself, I mean, do you, what is the reaction from, let's say, people that are of non-Ukrainian extract? Do you also get a lot of those people that listen as well?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And often they're the spouse of somebody who's got Ukrainian background. And sometimes it is the non-Ukrainians who are more interested, actually, than many in the community themselves. It's to them, it's new, it's fresh. You know, quite frankly, there are people within the Ukrainian community who are experts and, you know, probably know more than I do about things that I talk about. But those are not the people that... really that this program is designed for, because this is not a university course. This is, you know, a variety show that gives people a little bit of information and hopefully a bit of entertainment and gives them something to take away that is has a little bit of Ukrainian flavor. I can't feed them pierogies, so, you know, I can give them some music on the air.
I would like
to feed people.
What would be the big difference between the version that we will carry on PCJ, the monthly one via WRMI, and the weekly one that will be on the website and streaming and everything else, to the version that airs on CHMB in Vancouver? What will be the big difference?
Well, there won't be local references that people don't need to know when there are pierogi suppers and the like. There's also a religious segment that, because of the time constraints, I just decided that would probably be the one that would have to be cut out of the international version. And other than that, it's going to be pretty much the same sort of thing. There will be interviews, there will be lots of music, there will be cooking tips and other items of interest.
Did you think that 20 years ago you would still be doing this?
God, no. I didn't know this thing called the radio bug, though. That's the only thing. Once I got in, back in 1990, I was told about it, and they said, "Yeah, it's never going to go away." And I think they were right.
So you're not going to like be 85 years old and still doing the show, right? Is that your intention?
Oh, God, no. But that's a little ways off.
You know, there's some people that I've spoken to before who've been in radio for many years. And the guy who created the Happy Station, Eddie Starts, who I've never met because he passed away in 1976. But I respect him for the work that he did. But everyone that I've spoken to who knew Starts in the 60s and early 70s, said that towards the end of his 42-year run of hosting this show, he had gone insane, you know? And I said, well, you know, I haven't hosted it for 42 years, but I'm already insane in the first year.
I hear you.
Anyway, thank you very much, Paulette McCrory, for joining us here on the Happy Station. To keep up to breast with details about when the first show will be airing, just stay tuned to the Happy Station. Also, check out our website, which I will give later on in the show. Paulette, thank you very much.
Thank you, Keith. Thank you.
And that was just a little sampling of that new show that you can hear from PCJ Media, which will air tomorrow, February 12th at 2 hours UTC on 9,955 kilohertz. And we will also have a weekly edition of the show that will be on the PCJ Media website, as well as PCJ Radio Online. Okay, now time for a few little messages.
Hi, my name's Colin Newell, and I'm the editor and creator of DXR.ca. Since the mid-90s, DXR.ca has been the go-to website for timely resources for the DXR, SWL, and broadcast listener. If you're looking for unbiased reviews of the most modern receivers and antennas, or are interested in participating in some of the more lively online forums all about radio, then come on by. DXR.ca, a world band radio website.
Hi, I'm Peter Anthony Holder, and I would like you to join me for a very eclectic and different kind of radio show. It's called the Stuff File Program. Where else would you get to hear a well-renowned Hollywood acting teacher, a best-selling science fiction writer, a guy who teaches llamas how to be golf caddies, or the man who has Hitler's toilet, all wrapped up with some of the oddest news stories around? It's a rhetorical question. There's only one place. The Stuff File Program with me, Peter Anthony Holder. There are various ways to catch the show. You can find it at my website at peteranthonyholder.com. Check out my blog at peteranthonyholder.blogspot.com. Find it at cyberstationusa.com, radioforall.net, or simply subscribe to it on iTunes. You've forgotten all those places already, haven't you? Okay, just Google the title. It's called The Stuff File Program, and stuff is spelled S-T-U-P-H. Catch it, enjoy it, and have a chuckle or two. The Stuff File Program with me, Peter Anthony Holder. Radio will never be the same again.
Hi, this is Ian McFarland. If you're an SWL and feel nostalgic for the good old days of shortwave, you'll be interested in three sets of CDs that Colin Newell and I have produced. The first gives you 100 idents and interval signals from stations around the world. Then there's the foreign language recognition course that will help you identify the myriad languages that you can hear on shortwave. And the newest CD set, a look at the past 20 years in shortwave broadcasting with some of my broadcasting colleagues, and a look into the future. The proceeds from the sale of these CDs are in aid of a charity, a food bank for the less fortunate in my city of Duncan, British Columbia in Canada. Learn more about these CDs on the DXR.ca internet website. That's DXER.ca. Good listening, everyone.
Hi, this is Bob Zanotti. Do you miss Swiss Radio International? If so, I invite you to visit my website, SwitzerlandInSound.com. Colorful and informative radio features about Switzerland, its destinations, interesting people, politics, culture, and even the two Bobs. SwitzerlandInSound.com, where English language radio from Switzerland lives on.
All right, now time for more music here on the International Happy Station. We're going to take a listen to one of my favorite tracks of all time for a number of reasons. You may or may not know, but I do a jazz show. Which I've been doing now for a number of years. And this is the theme song to the show. And I chose this because it is one of my favorite jazz compositions of all time from one of my favorite albums of all time. The album is called Walking in Space. And it's Quincy Jones and his orchestra with a great track called Killer Joe here on the International Happy Station.
Thank you.
Quincy Jones and his orchestra with Killer Joe. Now, there's a number of ways you can get in touch with us. Do check out our Facebook page if you're already signed up for Facebook. Just do a search for PCJ Media or Happy Station Show, and you'll find us there. Click on Join the Group, and that's all you need to do. And feel free to add me as one of your friends on Facebook. I love actually talking to listeners if I'm online. During the show, however, as the show is going out, if you don't see me responding right away, that's because, well, I'm either talking or I'm busy with something else. But if I'm not, you know, we can chat away even at other times, because if I am, you know, on the internet, my Facebook is always open, so you can always get in touch with me. And my first name is Keith, and my family name is spelt P-E-R-R-O-N. That's P-E-R-R-O-N. So just add me as one of your friends. More than willing to welcome you aboard. And of course, do check out our website, www.pcjmedia.com. And stay tuned, because coming up in a very short time will be PCJ Radio Online, which will be a six-hour schedule that will be repeated for a seven-day period, which will be updated once a week. But the thing is, the kind of thing, like, you tune into different times and you'll hear something else. So the Happy Station and many other shows will be there, and it'll be absolutely fascinating. So check out our website to find out all the details. All right, now let's have a little bit more music from Norway, one of my favorite bands. Well, they were one of my favorite bands in the 1980s. Wow, that seems like such a long time ago. Oy vey. Here they are, A-ha, with I Call Your Name on the International Happy Station. Aha, and I call your name here on the International Happy Station. Well, we still have time to squeeze in one more piece of music, and I thought we'd have our last piece, something a little odd. The group is called the Mariachi Brass Band, which is like, you know, kind of a Herb Alpert type group, but it features one and only Chet Baker. Yes, it's very, very strange, and Chet Baker doesn't really play with the group. He sort of just adds, you know, the fine dressing to it. Here is the Mariachi Brass Band featuring Chet Baker and Red Rubber Ball. Mariachi Brass Band featuring Chet Baker and Red Rubber Ball. And with that, we've come to the end of this edition of The Happy Station Show from 16 to 1655 UTC, broadcasting to listeners in North America. Anyway, if our website once again is www.pcjmedia.com, and if you wish to get in touch with us, just click on Email Keith, and you can send an email directly to me. And I'd love to hear from where, you know, wherever you may be listening, because you could be listening to the podcast version of the show, the shortwave version of the show, the live stream version of the show, etc., etc. Anyway, on behalf of everyone that helped put this program together, and they include Kevin Lee, our technician, and our production assistant, Johan Backer, this is Keith Perron, all the way in Taipei, Taiwan, saying so long, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, adios amigos, and sayonara.